Guide Dogs in the Media, Star News. The approximate length of this recording is 6 minutes. Media highlights. Guide Dogs in the Media. In late August, we launched a media campaign called Back to School, calling for more support for pupils with sight loss as they return to classrooms and raising awareness of our children and young people's services. The campaign led to more than 100 pieces of coverage and focused on young service user Nell, the star of our new TV advert, which premiered at the same time. You can find out more in the article Meet Nell. Among the media covering the story were the Daily Mail online and CBBC Newsround's website, while Times Radio reported the campaign in its hourly news bulletins across one day. Channel 5 News also featured the topic during their early evening bulletins. Included here is a photograph of Nell entering her new classroom. Numerous national media and more than 50 regional outlets covered our role in the government publishing a consultation on pavement parking. We found that 32% of people with vision impairment and 48% of wheelchair users are less keen to go out alone because of antisocial pavement parking. Among the national outlets covering our research were the Daily Telegraph Online, CBBC Newsround's website, The Independent, The Guardian Online, Daily Express Online, Metro Online, The Daily Mirror Online, and ITV News Online. Our campaigning work to end guide dog owners being refused access to taxis, restaurants, and other businesses was highlighted on Rip Off Britain, the segment broadcast on BBC One in July but filmed before lockdown. Included two guide dog owners telling their own access refusal stories. Presenter Julia Somerville visited our Redbridge Regional Centre to find out how well-trained our dogs are and spoke to Public Affairs Officer Kat Copperthwaite about assistance dogs and the law. Included here is a photograph of Julia Somerville being filmed while talking to two guide dog trainers who have a trainee guide dog with them. CBBC's Newsround featured buddy dog Ralph and his owner Ellis from Holyhead in North Wales, and you can hear more in the article Buddy Dog Service. Ellis explained he has sight loss due to albinism and talked about a buddy dog's role. The 11-year-old told viewers that the best thing about having Ralph is that he makes me laugh every day. Included here is a photograph of Ellis and buddy dog Ralph out on a walk.
Star News. Which celebrities have shown guide dogs some love in 2020? Great Guide Dogs Virtual Dog Show. Lots of famous faces supported the Great Guide Dogs Virtual Dog Show over the summer by sending in photos of themselves with their own furry friends, including John Nicol, Claire Skinner, Sean Fletcher, Dame Jenny Murray, Laura Robson, Sally Phillips, Phil Daniels, Ainsley Harriet, Nicola Walker, Russell Watson, Katrina from Katrina and the Waves, and Kathy Shipton. Joining in the fun were Paul O'Grady, Claire Balding, and Anna Richardson, who sent in pictures to support the show's Pride Dogs for Guide Dogs category. Included here is a montage of 12 individual photographs of John Nicol, Claire Skinner, Sean Fletcher, Dame Jenny Murray, Laura Robson, Sally Phillips, Phil Daniels, Ainsley Harriet, Nicola Walker, Russell Watson, Katrina Leskinich, and Kathy Shipton. Jay's Virtual Pub Quiz. Countdown's lexicographer, Susie Dent, recorded word-related questions for two editions of Jay's Virtual Pub Quiz in aid of guide dogs in July. The online quiz series, which is broadcast on Facebook and YouTube and gained popularity across the UK after pubs closed due to the lockdown in March, raised more than £16,700. Included here is a photograph of Susie Dent standing in a garden. Celebrity MasterChef. The Celebrity MasterChef team visited our National Breeding Centre in early March with the final eight contestants for their mass catering challenge, cooking in two tents in the grounds. Some 120 volunteers, staff and special guests enjoyed delicious food prepared by Sam Queck, Phil Daniels, Thomas Skinner, Riyad Khalaf, Amar Latif, Judy Love, Sir Matthew Pinsent, and Gethin Jones. The episode was broadcast on BBC One in late July and the series is watched by an average of more than 5 million people. Included here is a photograph of Phil Daniels, Thomas Skinner, Sam Queck, Gethin Jones, Judy Love and Riyad Khalaf, all holding yellow Labrador puppies at Guide Dogs National Breeding Centre. Adam Henson meets Uma the Buddy Dog. Country Files star Adam Henson met Buddy Dog owner Evie Gormley in a heartwarming video to promote our Buddy Dog service. 16-year-old Evie from Aberdare in South Wales and her Buddy Dog Uma met Adam at his Cotswolds Farm Park near Cheltenham in August to chat about sight loss and their shared love for animals. To watch, visit the video section of our Facebook page. Included here is a photograph of Evie Gormley and Adam Henson sitting on bales of hay while Buddy Dog Uma snoozes on the straw.